Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Teachers in Virginia will get a 3% raise. That'll cost about $130 million. And state employees will get a 2% raise. That'll cost about $87 million. Lawmakers were able to go on a spending spree of sorts this year because the federal government will now be picking up the tab for about $400 million worth of health care currently paid for by the state. Republican Speaker Kirk Cox helped craft the deal.
As a 30-year school teacher, I just think school teachers really deserve a raise. We're going to have that to solve the teacher shortage. So a 3% raise for teachers I thought was key.
Teachers might feel like they've won the lottery because, in part, they have. The budget deal struck this week moves about $75 million of money that had been supplanted from the lottery revenues back to education using a per-pupil allocation. Chris Duncombe at the Commonwealth Institute says it's an end run around a budget shell game.
Trying to get more towards the intent of the lottery program to be a boost for schools rather than a way of kind of maneuvering dollars around the budget.
Now, the raises for teachers won't kick in until next summer. And local school boards will have to approve matching funds before teachers will start seeing bigger paychecks. I'm Michael Pope.